We get the current daf mesechtes b'metzid daf kuf. We begin on the daf. Begin to his master. Begin with the Gemara. Belechzi b'rshusa the man kaima. Well, why don't we just take a look? Why you saying echleiku? So let's see whose possession the child is, and you'll see metzmech b'levraya. So it sounds like that if the child was becheskes the lekeach, then we actually would say that it would be his. Unless it's but we're going to say, wait a second. Chinami have blad b'rshus lekeach. Even if the child would be, the offspring would be in the domain of the buyer, that's not a proof that he acquired it. Why? Movable creatures. Elam chazaka, there is no chazaka. Shem neshema me'alein, bo l'shusay. Maybe they went on their own. Or maybe he grabbed, he snatched it in the street, shen holchan, holchas livers when they were going to graze. Maybe we can say, you're right, the rai is not from the animals. We're asking from the maidserv in the minhas, which the Gemara says, when there's a baby in the crib, there is a chazaka because he doesn't go on his own. No, because the Gemara answers over here, but meant this ba'agam, that when it's in the swamp, we said that it's in the simta. So mashma sounds like the mepar and nami par, that it's not only from shivcha, but also the Gemara was addressing from the par. But moreover, is the katan nami, even the baby, the yeshle chazaka, which there is a chazaka by the shivcha. If I saw some time, the Gemara explains it, but the reason is the ema loy menashe bra, mother's not going to get her baby. Abrocha would be here. Shemach her aim that the mother was sold. Why do you think she wouldn't take her baby with her to the house of the buyer? But Malkam Shesh Lali is where she's supposed to be. But that's not a raya. But sometimes we could say is, given the Kedar de Mamayna, since there is the halacha, it's called Dar de Mamayna, which, and the gears of the Bachas were Dalad, because the Yesh Safik Bedav of Leitenesain, meaning there's a doubt with this situation, even without their claims. And no one knows in Metzias what happened. Betoyin Bari Alikeach. And the buyers claim indefinite him who b'shusay, if it's in his possession, then you're right. Ain lo hitzim yadav, we wouldn't take it away from him. Like we're saying over here in our sugya, but if you would say maybe, so then svaru, so then logic would be shloitol chaskasa mesavik, that you're right, as we see over there in Baba Basra, chazak would not help out of doubt. And b'leidom le'echad shevket le'chai etzal balabayis, and it's not similar to the case of when someone deposited a living lamb by the homeowner, Yesh Balabayas, Kamei Kentle Chai, and the homeowner himself also had a living lamb. Umay Sechman, one of them died. The Amar, Bepagres, Bechayas, Gemara says, Mechayas, and Dafir, Chazan, Bezam, Afkid, Hava, Matzmach, Lavaraya, that the one who deposited it is trying to extract, and he has to bring the proof, and that is Me'elis Cheskis Bal Habayas, and that the Chazak of the Balabayas is effective. Avabishtain Slavik, what I mean, even though they claim there is doubt, The reason why it's not there because the hasam hoye muksik bevada betlechai mekara, because there the balabais was definitively a muksik in the living lamb which was his own from beforehand, so therefore we're going to say matzavik levaraya. Abakan lehuksim yoylem lekech bevladzeh bevada. Here the buyer never was definitively a muksik in this child from beforehand. Avamoicher, but the seller. Okay, so this was regarding lekech, but the seller who muksik, if he is muksik, Mayil, it is effective, afilu tayin shema, even if he's claiming maybe. Because he was definitively a muksik from the beginning, koid mechira, before it was sold. Because the parah mubaris, when there was a pregnant cow. Now, avgav d'le domi mamish, lahida b'chayris, even though it's not exactly similar to the case of b'chayris over there, because the hasa muksik b'vaday b'vlad metchila dir, it was definitively muksik in the child from the beginning. Avhoch lehusik me'ilim b'vaday, Vlad Ach Shenailid, here he was not definitively Muxik, the Meicher in the child after it was born, El Ba'uber only when it was pregnant. Now, Lafimash Pirashnu, but still it's similar. Now, Lafimash Pirashnu, Shecheskes Lekeach Ma'elis. However, that the Chazaka of the Bai would be effective, Kishtoim Bari, when he's not Shema, but when he's making a definite claim. So, Asis Shaper, it's not make sense to Mishani that the Gemara answers the Kaima Ba'agam, that it's in the swamp. But Mishani the Kaima Bishos Lekech, and it didn't say it was in the possession of the buyer, because you're right. Then we wouldn't say this halacha of Yachleku. Now, me, however, Haba Mutzal Shnuye, but the Gemara really could have answered the Kaima Bishos Aram, it's in the public domain. But Ella ain derech behema v'shifcha l'sakav sham. It's just not the norm for them to be. They come in by agam v'simta, which is the norm for them to be in the swamp or in an alleyway, which is b'alim, or in the domain of the owner. It says must begin with the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Hamani, who is the Talmud Mishnah, says yachleku is sumchasi. So it says near the Rebbeinu Shmuel, it appears the Rebbeinu Shmuel, but like Kamar, Ella Hamani sumchasi didn't say, but rather who is this? It's sumchas. That's what it sounds like. That the lehod be mimada ukme by medes ba'agam. We're not retracting from what we said that it was in the swamp, because v'la'ari sumchas himself is not talking elbish in muzik, because you're right, it has to be somewhere like an agam, because he also only says when there's no chazaka loyzeb by neither one of them, because I will heicha the muzik. You're right, if it's someone is muzik, sumchas agrees that al idach lehevi raya, that you're right, the other one has to bring proof. That's what Rebbeinu Shmuel says. Like Kashlevi, this is difficult to read. The old previous end of Tzadik Zayin, we say, if let's say one of them says, I don't know if it's the borrowed one or the rented one, the other one says, I don't know. So Allah yachleku, they divided. But Kimna the Gemara explains who is this like. So this is on the Tzadik. The problem is, but the renter, he's the one that's in possession. He's muchzik in his monies. I thought you said by muchzik you don't say achleiku, even according to some of us. So it says Bishlamet Gizeh is no. It's not difficult because Hashem over there, so muchzik nami toyin shema, where even the muchzik is also saying maybe. You're right. In chaskasim elis, then this chazak is not going to be effective. Aloch over here, akimna by medes ba'agam, we say it's somewhere in the swamp. Del ukma, so that we could explain that afilu b'bar, even when it's definite claims that you're right. You have a muchzik chad minay, that then if one of them would be muchzik, and the chazak would be effective because he's having a claim of a bar. Now, amiu kasha, however, what is difficult is the reshili hamaniach. In the period of maniach, we become the lamhem at base. Amasneen on the Mishnah zemeshar chizik. This guy says your ox damaged. Zayim aloi kill beselulok. No, it wasn't my ox that damaged your ox. Your ox got damaged from the rocks. Halacha zemeshar mechel bray wants to collect from the mazik or the potential mazik. Yet the onus of proof is on him. The Gemara says zayzemes. This teaches us. Chaluk and the love chaver about sumchas that his colleagues disagree with him with sumchas, because la sumchas yechlik according to sumchas you wouldn't say much mechel bari, you would say yechliku. Now the problem is masnis nahosam ayin bebari bari, the mishnah is tumat bari bari, that they're both making definite claims. But you're talking from the fact that we learned v'zayim loy ki. Now because amasam like the gemara says over there, that wording sounds like a definite claim. Now v'hashda halay sumchas ma'ida, but I thought you said sumchas agrees because the mukzik toim bari. When the one who's mukzik is making a definite claim, shechazkas me'elis, the chazaka is effective, and here you tell me that no, that sumchas wouldn't agree with that you wouldn't say mutz mechel raya. Says Tosaf, but likely you cannot say the hasam sakadaitach that there the Gemara thought the ma'ir ba'agam that it's someone in the swamp ubishar tam and that it's an innocent tam in the first 3 times the mishal makufa were placed on the body, and then no one's mukzik because the collection from the body of the animal itself, and that's not in anyone's domain because it's in the agam. So it says no, because mekam mokam, but still menole. We would the Gemara know the sumchas polig amasitin that he disagrees with the Mishnah. Well, if that's the case, then look mekshamitz bebeisai. Well, why don't you say this talking about when it's in his house? The moedus sumchas, the sumchas agrees, given the Torah bar, because he make a definite claim. So it does not answer that question. That's just what we're going to say. But my kama, why is the Gemara saying hamani sumchas? Who is the town that sumchas? I mean, look, my fellow Rabbanim. Why can't I say it's even like Rabbanim? And here we don't go based on the original owner because the opposing chazaka opposite, where there's a chazaka that was pregnant, then only now that it gave birth, which tells us that it's from the buyers. So that's why Yechlik, so maybe the Chacham should agree. Hashem says, no, the cheskes marakama, the chazaka of the original owner, chashibetve, is more significant. And therefore, that's why we say that according to the Chachamim, he would say much mechel b'ray. Now, v'mhoi im cheskes mamon. Now, if you had with chazaka the money, cheskes mu'ubedes, the chazaka of it being that it was pregnant up until now, avol sumchas moedim et mechel b'ray, then some would agree that you would say, okay, you know, hamitz mechel b'ray. Kedashkan b'ray shor shenak chazabarim, but b'kamen af me'mvav min aleph, duki reisha ke sumchas, that we explain the reisha, but they like sumchas, we 27, the Seva says, par shenakcha hashor. If a cow gored an ox, when you do it, now it's not known when it gored, which it was a pregnant cow. if the fetus was with it when it gored, apart the chad of vlad the chad, and the cow is owned by one person and the fetus by another person, what's halacha? It's a balapar mishalim rabbi and ezik. They own the cow, pays for quarter of the damage. Then he says yadin and the shutfas is lisa. We know that there was a partner with the fetus. And therefore, he's only going to pay like as if the fetus definitely assisted. So he only did half the damages, and since the Talmud pays only half of that, because the mitzvah mechabel v'ray. Now, behind the Talmud, the reason is because they could trade chazaka labal apar, because there's two chazakas for the owner of the cow. Cheskas mubaris. First of all, we presume that it was pregnant up until now, and that is only behashti old, only now gave birth. Cheskas mamon and the chazaka of the mamon that, you know, his money is his money. Avmin avlad, but from the fetus, goy b'sheminis, the nizik only collects an eighth, which that's half of his portion. Because avakab shu mochzik, even though there is a chazaka, the cheskim sumo beres, he connect them because there's a chazaka that, although he's mochzik on his mamon, but the chazaka that was pregnant, but then which it was one of the zikim. Now, because it's difficult because they'll ill, and that was the point we wanted to prove, that when you have a cheskas Muberes with the Cheskes mom, and then you're right, even Simchas would agree the two of them together would make it a mitzvah Mechel Raya. And because the difficulty of the El, previously on the Tzad Zayin, in the days, now we learn the Mishnah, Shalah Hayoim B'sarch L'machar, if let's say the loan was on the cow for one day, and the next day was a rental. Each one doesn't know which day was it that it died. They divided. Question about my, but why? But Ketrei Chazaka, you have two Chazakas. The Cheskes Kayemes, in the chazaka of the one that's around, and v'hashli demesa b'shaschiris that only died now, because first of all the chazaka that was around that only died now, because everything has a presumption that's still alive until we know otherwise. So since the schiris was the last day, we should presume it was then. And began cheskes mom. It also has a chazaka on his mom when you're trying to collect. The stasis with tzarich lemor, you have to say it's yachleiku lekoy asher layim b'sarich lemachi. Right? It's the halacha over there that the divide is not going on the case of the loan today and the rental tomorrow, because you're right, there's two chazakas saying that you don't collect, and you would say how much to make levaraya, because the chazaka that it was still around, which is therefore it means it died the last available time, and also has a chazaka mammon that you're trying to take away money from the shaymer. Next time at the beginning of the gemara, tanan the mishnah zemek gadol zemek katan. The buyer says the bigger one, and the seller says the smaller one. Yishav amaycha, so the seller swears that it was the smaller one. Now, it says this really Mirashav in the Rashad of Zalzam and Bayes that Zem Yeshulab Zem Eschulcha Yeshava, that this guy says it was the borrowed one, this guy says it was the rented one, that he has to swear, is the same case essentially. Muslim from the Gemara could ask from there also the same question that the Gemara is asking, that Mashatana Lahoidle. But the Nichol Mifrim is Nathan, but we prefer to ask from our Mishnah itself, the Korba that we're discussing. However, Lapir Shabbainu Shmuel, that we mentioned before, and if Maskel Hamani, Asher Shapa makes sense because the Hasam over there, Moedah Simchas, no, Simchas agrees. Loim Yechleiku, because he doesn't say Yechleiku, given to Muxik, but Toyin Bari, since A, he's Muxik, and he makes a definite claim, so that's not a difficulty why there would be a Shvua. Simchas agrees in that case that you would swear. Next time, it begins with the words, the Gemara, the May Eved Godel. It's not really the Eved Godel and Eved Kotten, it's the monetary value, which Pishuk and Rashi explains. Says, I give you money to purchase a large slave. So those words are Rashi seem to indicate, because it's difficult, if that's the case, shouldn't this be in the Mishnah, a buyer and a seller? It sounds like a sender and the agent is telling him what he sent for him, and he's saying, no, you didn't send me for that. And the Lareth, the very recent difference, the Marit's talking about, Shemachaloi, it's actually talking about, as we continue to that he sold him an avid, a slave, and thus laid down him, and they gave him money. Because by the Shabbat, they didn't write a document yet. Aryan is talking about Mokam Shakais from the Shtar, where they write a document, so therefore they have to verify that, and that's what they're disagreeing about. Where you know another approach, you could say, for example, they stipulated the Yuchal Achzah and the Sinus Shtar that he could back out until the giving of the document, and therefore it's not a done deal yet. Then it's the time to say, how could that you divided? Like a dar de mamayna, but there's no dar de mamayna. There's no suffix without what they're saying. I mean, Parakam, we said in the first paragraph, Beis and Beis, like Paul Simchas, Simchas does not disagree when there's no dar de mamayna. The Shem says, you can say, the Mayak Grinch, Amalei Amaycha, but from the Eidim, it's talking about where the seller said, I'm the witnesses. Ever go to Emchalacha, Bechafi dinar. A large slave, I'm going to sell you for 25 dinar. Ever cut in Besim dinar, and the small slave for 20 dinar.
We don't know what he received from the buyer, so therefore that is a suffix, even without what, even without their claims, and therefore that would be the right mind, and therefore that's why Subhas would say, Yechlaiku.